This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. Boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about in this first hour when we saw some serious fireworks this week in a wide range of markets, a lot coming on the back of more trade issues after China fired back early in the week, and some pretty big moving days, down days for U.S. equities, and more of the risk-off equities continuing to move higher. I am kicking off this weekend's show with a good friend of the show, Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Jesse, let's first talk about this volatility. Volatility was very low about a week and a half ago as we were heading into the Fed meeting, but that volatility has skyrocketed because of fears globally and from other central banks, and also revolving around trade. What do you think about this uptick in volatility that is showing some fear creeping even more so into the markets?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the summertime is supposed to be kind of a slow time for the stock market generally, but I was looking at volume, you know, leading into the Fed meeting, and volume was lower than it typically is, you know, during the Christmas week in the stock market, which to me was just crazy. How many traders had fallen asleep at the wheel? And because there were a lot of things, and I think we talked about this the last time I was on your show, a lot of signs of dispersion and deterioration under the surface in the indexes. You know, the number of new lows in the stock market was rising even as the market was making new highs. So we saw a ton of Hindenburg omens triggered across the NYSE and the NASDAQ, which when you see clusters like that, it's usually a sign that, you know, some volatility is approaching. But now with the Fed meeting out of the way and, you know, these other geopolitical things, you know, the market's free to begin reacting. So, yeah, volume has gone, or volatility has gone from nothing to soaring.
It has. And one thing to follow up on here, though, is you even mentioned when we did talk about these Hindenburg omens, it was pointing to a correction in the U.S. equity markets. As I said on the onset here, a lot of this correction did come on the back of this trade war escalation between China and U.S. But you don't think that's really the only reason, do you? This is almost just an excuse for why the markets are selling off?
Yeah, I think so. The earnings season was not terrific, and you saw a lot of companies hammered on, you know, whether it was bad earnings or bad guidance, and especially the more economically sensitive sectors. I think this is something we talked about last time I was on, too. You look at, like, retail not doing great, transportation not doing great. We've had this Dow theory non-confirmation for months now, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average has made new highs, but the transports have been well off of their highs, and that's, you know, I mean, that's one of the most classic signals of economic troubles potentially that, you know, has been around forever. And, you know, people just weren't paying attention to this stuff. So these signs have been there, but I think it was just volatility was suppressed leading into the Fed meeting. Now the Fed meeting's out of the way. We're starting to see some of these other things. It's just kind of opened the door to this rise in volatility.
Now, what about the excuse the volatility was low? Because there still was so much money in the system and still so much cheap money, especially when you look at yields around the world, which is something we'll get into the bond market here shortly. But there was a lot of available money. There was this thought that the Fed would be easier along with other central banks. That thought has only grown, but now we're seeing uneasiness in the markets. How come finally people don't care if the Fed's easy anymore or other central banks are easy anymore?
Well, you know, there was talk leading up to the Fed meeting that a rate cut would be bullish, which is, that was true maybe in the past, prior to 2000. But since over the last 20 years, rate cutting cycle, and this is why I think Jay Powell was so careful to say this is not the beginning of a new rate cutting cycle, right? He tried to be clear that this is a mid-cycle cut, because the history over the last 20 years is when the Fed starts cutting interest rates, risk assets go in the toilet. And it was amazing to me to see so many people, I think LPL Financial was putting out tons of research saying rate cuts are bullish, rate cuts are bullish, and look at the returns 12 months out after a rate cut. They ignored the last 20 years worth of data in all of that research that they're putting out, which to me is, fascinating, the cognitive dissonance there. But over the last 20 years, rate cutting cycles have essentially been a sign that things are not going as well as the central bank wants, and the risk assets respond to that. Stocks and junk bonds usually respond very negatively to that. And so I think it's looking more and more like this is the beginning of a new rate cut cycle, and risk assets, are going to continue to be pricing that in. So there's potential, there's plenty of potential downside for stocks and junk bonds. With the leverage on corporate balance sheets right now, it could be a very, very difficult bear market.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I really do think we are heading into a new bear market. But you also need to consider that this bull market was 9 to 10 years long. So it was extended anyway. A lot of data was showing that valuations were getting overextended. And now finally, we might be nearing the end of this topping cycle. But let's talk about the bond market too, because yields are significantly lower around the world and almost across Europe. We're seeing negative yields. But that being said, U.S. yields are playing catch-up with pretty much everything under that 2% level right now and continuing to fall. Do you think that it's getting a little overdone in the U.S., or is this simply a game of catch-up that could last a long time for U.S. yields?
No, I firmly believe this is a blow-off, another blow-off in the bond market. It's been interesting to me to see that even though the bond, the long bond hasn't made a new high yet. We're still below that high that was set in July of 2016. Sentiment is much more extreme today than it was back then. People are just, the thing that I've been seeing on Twitter this week is bonds of the new fang, which to me is, just perfectly exemplifies the sentiment extreme. And when you look at the charts, especially, you look at like Swiss and Austrian, those ultra long term 50 and 100 year bonds, those charts are absolutely parabolic, and that's an absolute super basic structure for anybody who's studied technical analysis at all, that these types of parabolic structures and usually end in a crash. And so, you look at these things and they're up 80%, 100%, in the last, 9 months or six to nine months, which is absolutely crazy. And they're trading at, 250 relative to 100, par. And so the things are, incredibly, incredibly overvalued. Sentiment is extreme. Technically for the U.S. bond market, tomorrow, the TLT, the long bond ETF, tomorrow that ETF will trigger a daily DeMarc sequential exhaustion signal or sell signal, and on Monday it'll trigger a weekly sell signal. So the last time I saw these types of sell signals was in July, like that 4th of July week in 2016, and the bond market reversed hard after that. Same thing with positioning. You look in the futures market, small speculators in 30-year bond futures have recently put on their biggest long position since 1998, October 98. And in 98 and 2016, those kind of other times bonds went, parabolic like they are right now. The bond market, fell 20% plus over the next, 6 to 12 months. So I really look at this as panic buying into the bond market, and it's not going to end well.
All right, Jesse, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I am having you back next segment. So everybody, stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to chat with Axel Merck, President and CIO of Merck Investments. Axel, we spent a lot of last segment, actually all of last segment, chatting about the situation of the bond market, where central banks have gotten us, and quite frankly, just the confusion in terms of investors where their money has been going. And that's why I want to spend most of this segment is actually determining where money has been flowing. We've seen a lot of volatility in U.S. equity markets. It was just a couple weeks ago that they poked, or a number of these broad averages poked their heads into all-time highs, but in no way are we getting, let's say, a screaming higher market, but we have seen a lot of money move into more defensive or safe assets. We have obviously treasuries, they continue to just scream higher. Gold has even been moving higher. More REITs and defensive stocks continue to move higher. Do you think this is a longer-term trend that investors can jump on board with?
Yeah, we had an interesting discussion in the office earlier today where we talked about, well, what is a safe asset? And clearly, if you need cash in the next 2 years, well, cash is a lot safer than gold, right? Gold fluctuates in value every day, and if you have a fixed expense in 2 years, you might not want to put that at risk. So gold is as much of an opportunity and a risk as it is a quote, but it is acting as a safe haven. And the flows that we have seen and what we've observed in the markets, investors aren't really interested in cash right now. They have a lot of stocks. Those stocks have gone up. And so rather than selling the stocks and potentially pay gains, the capital gains tax and things like that on that, what they're doing is they're adding a gold component or even a gold mining component. So if you add a gold mining component to your portfolio, you're adding actually an extremely volatile component to a portfolio, but investors are flocking towards that because with a fairly little addition, you can get a lot of diversification. Now, whether that's safe, I don't know whether investing in gold mining companies is safe. That's not the attribute I would use, but that's the sort of thing that investors are doing right now. That's different from 2009, where people were so shell-shocked that obviously there's always a group that likes gold, but a lot of people just pulled the money out and were completely on the sidelines. So the confused investors is trying to have it both ways. They continue to have stocks and then add something else that's the diversification to it. So we are far away from kind of any sort of panic. And as we know that, I mean, every day that the market goes down, the next day it seems to go up just as much.
Yeah, we do still have that buy the dip mentality for U.S. equity markets, but it does really sound like what you're saying is that investors are starting to hedge their bets when it comes to long exposure for risk on or U.S. equities. Is that a healthy environment? And you know what? Just how long can that last?
You could tell me. I mean, we've had a 10-year bull market. So yes, it can last. The question, though, is again going back to assessment of risk, right? What are the different scenarios, how this can play out? Now, the other thing is that there's always this saying, oh, you said buy the dip mentality. Well, when should you buy the dip? In my view, you should buy the dip if you have the ability to do so and if it's compatible with your investment outlook and your risk outlook. Now, that's a very abstract way of saying it, but basically, if you've ride the wave, if you've gone up on the wave and you've got more and more stocks in your portfolio because relative to quote-unquote safe assets, that risk portion of your portfolio has grown bigger and bigger and bigger. And then if you're on top of that, because you feel so wealthy now, have increased your expenditures, well, guess what? Let the market plunge and have a bear market. You do not have the resources to put more money to work, and it doesn't matter how many pundits will tell you that buy the dip. You're going to be scared, and you're going to be pulling money out. Whereas, if you have a more prudent approach, let's say you have a balanced portfolio, put some stocks and bonds, and it doesn't matter whether you have gold in it or not, but the point is that you rebalance. As you rebalance, that as your equities go up, you're selling, right? And you put more money on the side. And so then when the markets plunge, then you have money to put to work. And then the buy the dip is a perfectly reasonable approach. And so similarly, it doesn't really matter of where we are right now. The thing is, anybody should have a strategy and execute on that strategy rather than just going along for the ride and then something bad happens and says, oops, what do I do now? Because if you just go along for the ride, odds are you're caught off guard and you're going to be selling at exactly the wrong spot.
Yeah, and the most, I think, scary thing is that this is already a 10-year bull market. So hopefully you do have some gains, and hopefully you have been at least putting some money on the sidelines. Let's just wrap it up with a quick comment on currencies. You made, you alluded to earlier that you're not overly excited and kind of bearish on the euro. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but does that mean that you think the U.S. dollar has room to run to the upside?
Well, as I look here, the dollar index I have at 98.2, and we've been talking about the stronger dollar, and it's been stronger than that, it's been weaker than that. It's been just as volatile as everything else. Now, the dollar index obviously heavily influenced by what's happened to euro, whereas gold has gone up versus all currencies, right? And so where central banks around the world are scrambling to have negative rates and consider cutting rates, even the Reserve Bank in New Zealand has said, oh, one day maybe we have negative rates, right? So they all want to prepare everybody else that if indeed the U.S. cuts rates, we may also come down. By the way, I continue to think that I mentioned to you the hot economy topic. That might be an exaggeration, but I don't think the economic data in the U.S. are coming in so bad. So I do think, but at the same time, I do think that the Fed will continue not to have a kind of a straight answer as to what they want to do. And so as economic data may come in mixed and as the U.S. may continue to cut rates, I think there is a good chance that volatility is going to persist. And the same applies then, of course, to other currencies, right? We got in the Eurozone, I mentioned, maybe they come out with a big bazooka in September. Well, who knows? Maybe it's a water pistol after all. And then we have a change in presidency there at the ECB. And so there's going to be a lot of uncertainty about these things. Again, I think one should have a coherent plan and the dollar has had a rally for many, many years, and we are in an easy cycle, so I wouldn't put my eggs into the dollar. But there is the only thing you can have is a plan of how you want to diversify around the world potentially, and maybe really do the thing I said at the beginning, go to the beach and maybe not look at all this stuff all the time because he's just going to go crazy looking at every headline.
There's the takeaway. We're going to leave it at that, Axel. I think that's probably the best strategy for all these people that have been getting stressed out on this volatile and wild swings that we've been seeing for a wide range of sectors. I know the gold bugs are excited, but there are still a lot of things that need to be considered in terms of where money is flowing and still the ability of U.S. equities to hang in there quite well. Axel, great chatting with you. It's always great having you on the show. I hope that you have a great rest of your weekend.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a prayer service for one of the victims of the mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. Hundreds came to mourn the killing of 63-year-old Margie Reichert. In this week's Democratic address, Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey called on Congress to pass gun control legislation.
We must confront the reality that gun violence is not just a problem stemming from mass shootings. Gun violence is a public health epidemic.
Portland, Oregon is bracing for protests and counter-protests that could turn violent today. Police Lieutenant Tina Jones.
We recognize these events can cause alarm, anxiety, and even fear for certain members of our community.
Wall Street rallied on Friday. The Dow is up 306 points, the S&P 500 up 41, and the NASDAQ up 129. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Oh, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Bringing back on Mike Larson. You can find Mike on Twitter by following him at RealMikeLarson. He also writes the Safe Money Report. And Mike, one theme that we have seen, I guess, kind of throughout this year, which is a big discrepancy from especially 2017, is volatility really hitting U.S. equity markets. We even saw it earlier in the week with the whole pushback of trade tariffs, and that provided at least a short-term boost to the markets. But it seems week after week we're getting volatility, not just in the U.S. equity markets. We've even seen volatility come into some of the safer assets, with precious metals moving in some, still an uptrend, but still some pretty wide swings day to day. What do you have to say about this volatility that has really perked up and seems to be sticking around?
Well, sure. I mean, if you go back to sort of where I think we transitioned out of the clear, obvious, powerful, widespread, almost every sector participating bull market that started in 2009, back in January of 2018, we started to transition out of that. I mean, if you go back and look at what happened in the January-February timeframe, we had our first bout of volatility where the stock market fell sharply. Volatility spike and so on. There were a couple of days, and I forget, the worst Dow day was something like down 1,000 points, or there was one day where it was down 700 and then finished up 400. I mean, there was some crazy market swings that we began to see in that sort of January, February timeframe. And the market sort of found its footing and, you know, started to run up again into October of last year. And then we had the second round of significant volatility where the stock market fell from high to low, roughly 20% of the Dow and the S&P, amid some fears of the Fed screwing up and future recession worries and so on. So what we're seeing now is nothing new. It's been all part and parcel of this transitionary market. Again, we're transitioning out of a clear, powerful bull market into sort of what's been a sideways market with wild swings. And at the same time, you're getting a lot of evidence in bond market, for example, which is screaming that the U.S. economy faces a significant slowdown and potential recession in 2020. And that's why I think the market is just the stock market is succumbing to these wild swings, because it's news driven on a day to day basis. I mean, you mentioned the tariff issue, and you know, all of a sudden one day it's trade war on, the next day it's trade war off, and that causes these wild day to day swings. But the broader trend is clearly being driven by worries about recession, worries that the Fed hiked too far, you know, just like it did at the peak of the last couple of cycles. And worries that, you know, the global economy, even outside of the U.S., is in some pretty lousy shape as well. So I think what you're seeing is investors look for safety. You know, even as the stock market, the S&P 500, has basically gone nowhere since January of 2018 with some significant swings up and down. Gold is clearly in a powerful new bull market to me. Treasuries are clearly in a powerful bull market ever since October. You know, yields are plummeting. Gold prices are soaring. And within the stock market, it's over and over again, it's these safe money sectors. It's things like utilities. It's things like REITs. It's things like consumer staples that are dominating, while things like materials, transport, small caps, banks, you know, financials, all of those sectors are either underperforming or actually losing you money, which, again, is just the market saying, look, this is no longer an expansionary economy. This is no longer an area where it pays to take a lot of risk. It's the kind of market where you've got to be looking for havens. You've got to be looking for new types of profit vehicles that have totally supplanted the old ones. You know, two, three years ago, you could just almost throw a dart at the wall and make money. And that's definitely changed now. All that, those super risky FANG stocks, many tech stocks, many other sectors that were offensive sectors are underperforming, and many defensive sectors are outperforming. So that's, you know, that's the market environment we're in. And that's why we're seeing all this volatility.
Well, and that's the thing. 2 years ago, if you threw a dart at a wall with all kinds of risky stocks, yeah, you could make money. But now you can almost throw a dart at a wall with all the safe defensive plays, and those at least seem to be quite stable and even moving higher. But as you talk about recession fears, let's talk about the yield curve as well. We've already had an inversion on some of the different time frames within U.S. yields, but that 2-10 or that 10-2 year spread, it continues to creep closer and closer to inverting. I think we all assume that it will invert relatively soon, but you never know. The overwhelming aspect is that the Fed doesn't seem to have any control over the long end, and they continue to focus on the short end, and they continue to cut the short end. So what about the yield curve? Is this one of the things that you're watching closely that has you thinking a recession is around the corner, whether it's 1, 2, 3 years out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I cut my teeth. I started out by following interest rate markets at a company called Bankrate.com before I joined Weiss Ratings, Weiss Research. My interest, pardon the pun, has been in the bond market specifically and how it relates to what's going on in stocks. I think all too many investors ignore that kind of stuff because they think it's boring. I mean, yield curve, yield schmurve, you know, what does that have to do with earnings for Facebook? But the problem is you can really get a clue for what's coming in terms of big macro moves and changes in the economy and changes in the, in, you know, sort of credit risk and how, you know, whether investors want risky or less risky assets and so on by watching the credit market. And, you know, we've already had the difference between the yield on the 3-month treasury bill and the yield on the 10-year treasury note. That first slipped into negative territory or inverted territory back in May slightly. Then it bounced out of it. Then it fell back into it in sort of the early June time frame. So now we're going on basically almost 3 months, give or take, where or 5 months, depending on if you measure it that way, this curve, part of the curve has been inverted. Now the 2-year, 10-year treasury curve measure is within a couple of basis points of it inverting. So again, these are the kinds of things that we last saw in 2007, right before the last recession began. When did we see it before then? Back in 2000, before the previous recession began. When did you see that happen before that? Back in 89, before that recession began in 1990. You know, there's a reason this happens. It's the bond market's way of saying there's less credit demand. Central banks gone too far in hiking short-term rates, which is kind of breaking the economy, if you will. And there's just an intense demand for safety, long-term bonds, 10-year treasuries, 30-year treasuries, whatever. That's, you know, it's intense here in the U.S., and that's why these curves are inverting. But it's obviously even more intense and ridiculous, really, when you look at what's happening overseas. I mean, you know, you look at some of the yield curves for these countries in Europe, Denmark or Switzerland or, you know, much larger markets like Germany, you can't find a positive yielding bond. It really tells you that you're having in the policy, monetary policy that's supposedly stimulus. They always say, oh, we're going to do stimulus, isn't stimulating anything. I mean, if it were, bond investors would be running scared of stronger growth, stronger inflation. They'd be dumping treasuries 6 ways till Sunday. And the fact that they're not tells you, again, that there's real risk out there. People want safety. They're not, you know, credit demand is weak, and therefore the economy is probably headed for rough times.
So it's something that I've talked about a fair bit to a lot of the, let's call them precious metals focused investors and analysts. But a lot of the argument is being made that this is still early stage, not just for precious metals, but could be for many defensive sectors as well. The bond market, that's been running well for a while now. But how do you classify some of these defensive sectors and the stage that they're in terms of a bull market?
Sure. Well, you mentioned sort of the defensives versus the offensives, and I'll go back to what happened in 2000. You know, we were kind of, back then we were in a transitionary market too, where, you know, the bull market of the 90s was giving way to sort of a transitionary year, and then we slipped into a bear market. In the year 2000, the REITs and utility stocks were up about 20 to 25% on average, whereas the average tech stock was down 45%. That's a spread of what, 60-70 percentage points in terms of performance? I mean, it's huge. Now you can say, oh well, I mean, you know, tech's not collapsing the way it did in the dot-com bust and so on. But even now, the outperformance of some of these safer sectors is only, I don't know, 10-15 percentage points over the S&P or over some of these offensive things. So, you know, the spread is good. You're in the right stocks if you own that stuff, but could it get even better? That's my bet. Absolutely. So I think that you still want to stick with those kinds of investments. You know, they've come a long way in a short period of time. You're due for corrections and so on, but I don't think you abandon the theme.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there, Mike. Always great chatting with you. It was actually great spending some time with you, too, at that Sprott Natural Resource Symposium. I appreciate you spending all the time you do with us here on the KE Report. Mike, have a great rest of your weekend.
Great. Thank you. Same to you.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting a company update from Orin Resources and the executive chairman, Ivan Bebek. Orin is traded on the TSX and on the NYSE under the symbol AUG. Before we get into a number of questions that have come in over the last few weeks, I just want to quickly recap a recent news release. The acquisition of 100% interest in a couple concessions adjacent to a project that the company already holds in southern Peru. Ivan, can you just quickly break down how this acquisition came together, what it means for the company in Peru?
Oh, this was an incredibly opportunistic acquisition for us. We've been on it for about 3.5 years since we entered Peru. And what drew us into this part of Peru was the mines on this belt, such as Tocopala, you know, Arequipa, some of the big ones, the 4 to 5 billion ton porphyries. And knowing our group, we really want those big potential discoveries. And so we acquired the first half of it when we first got in Peru. We staked some ground that was dropped by a major mining company in the downturn of the bear market. And we were missing the other half, which had all the copper, gold, and silver on it, as you can see by our recent press release. And, you know, to keep it real simple for now, you know, you've got to think, you know, on a mineral belt that is probably number one in the world for major porphyry deposits occurring. We have copper grades in a porphyry part of the targets that go up to 13.5% copper, and we have gold numbers up to 23 grams gold, as well as an area that has a really, really good silver gold target that has, you know, several multi-kilo, up to 14 kilo silver, you know, rocks that have been sampled off the area. So tremendous endowment of copper and gold in one area with a porphyry target that's developing, and a tremendous opportunity for a big gold-silver discovery there as well. I think the belt endowment of how big these things can be and the strength of the system that's seen in the grade are truly going to be exciting for us. We'll start working on this in the fall, and we'll bring it really quickly to a drill-ready stage based on knowing the permitting process inside out now, as we've done it 1.5 times with our projects in Peru, but truly an asset that we were really lucky to get. And once we start sampling it and bringing it to the drill ready stage, everybody will see why we're so enthused about it.
Okay. Now, this is early on simply because you just acquired this land, but I recommend everyone going to the Oren Resources website and checking out figure one in that news release, and you can see just how much extra land this has added to that Curibaya concession that the company already held. Now, you already alluded to permitting in Peru, and you've 1.5 times through it already. What updates can you give us in terms of how permitting is going for the projects in Peru? And again, all these kind of loopholes it seems like you need to jump through to get on the ground drilling in Peru.
Sure. So, you know, there's no mystery that there is a fairly elaborate permitting process in Peru. We knew that before we first came to Peru. With Sombrero, it's taken a little longer than most investors would like to appreciate, and I'm sure that affects our share price. However, we delayed it ourselves earlier this year once we got those historical drill holes from the predecessor who drilled some holes at a Fierasso concession. And the reason why we intentionally delayed it was because they gave us a fingerprint to the entire system, and they put context around all the other data we collected so we could be far more surgical with where we placed our drill pads. You know, our original pads into the new ones that we've moved them to wasn't significant in terms of we didn't move it off targets onto different ones, but the equivalent of being a kilometer or two away from the heart of the system or drilling the edge of it was what some of them looked like. So getting that information from those historical drill holes was incredible for value and targeting. Once we implied that, we submitted our permits, and now we're at the stage of waiting for the first major part of permitting, which is the DIA. This is your environmental impact, you know, basically assessment that gives you the first access that you're going to need before you can go and get a social permit. And, you know, we were told recently that it's progressing very well, and we would hope to have resolution on it sometime in September, probably the latest in October. Once this is received, we are expecting to file a social permit. And if you followed our recent PowerPoint update on our website, you know, you'll notice that we've expended about $585,000 U.S. into community programs. A portion of that is funded by us. We've got government NGOs that have helped finance a large portion of that. And the communities have actually contributed as well, which creates a much more sustainable footprint of, you know, a social, you know, respect of social presence, and our community relations have been really positive. This will largely impact our future there as a company, but also the social part of our permit, which can take anywhere from 2 to 4 months. You know, it could be a little bit quicker, but it really comes down to how good you've been with your communities, how much they like you. Once we get the DIA, the government comes in and we'll interview the communities. If they want us to start work immediately, they can push that forward in, you know, 30 to 45 days pretty quickly. So we think that the whole process could be complete before the end of the year. I think there's a reasonable chance that that could very well happen. And we were very pleased to hear the other day that we are progressing well with the first part of the permit. So exciting times. The permit is what we're all waiting for. It is the exciting, you know, the one hesitation before we can drill it. But I promise everyone it's going to come a lot sooner, I think, than we originally anticipated. And we're not complaining about any hoops or delays. We're in the system. The system's working. And, yeah, it seems to be on track or a bit ahead of schedule. I think the other major factor that you have to look at when you look at Sombrero, because it's such a large land position, is additional community access agreements. And we've been working diligently with surrounding communities to get more access. We hope to have some resolution there in the very near term as well. Hopefully in the next 30 days, we would get access to another large portion of our targets in the land position. And what this would mean for investors is while we are waiting for the drill permits to come out, we would likely be able to go surface the next major target, or surface sample the next major targets, and provide the market with even more confidence on a lot of high-grade gold and copper on surface. And the next target we're hoping to go to is got the most robust exposure of copper and gold. You know, a lot of the stuff we've done so far has been little small windows of erosion have given us access to the rocks. This part we're going to, called Neoc, you can see it in our presentation. It's got up to 9% copper and up to 5 gram gold, and you see that in a lot lot of places that people have found visible gold on it, and there's no shortage of visible copper. I think a lot of exciting news while waiting will come out of Sombrero. It will continue to get bigger, and it will show the strength of its potential in the system of what it can be while we wait for these permits. We will press release the DIA completion of the permit once that happens. Again, ambitiously September, but conservatively early October.
Okay, so even before, let's say, drill permits are released, we should be getting some sort of an update and some sort of even potential surface work at Sombrero before the end of the year. Is that an accurate summary?
Yeah, I'd say we're hoping to be back on ground in September, and so we would be getting results out pretty quickly. And you know, this just happens to be the next area we're hoping to get access to. Happens to be the most exposed, the richest part of the system that's exposed. So this should be exciting numbers for all of us to look forward to. And yeah, it's exciting times. And moving forward, it's going to be a really busy Q4 for Sombrero, and hopefully permit in hand, you know, sometime later in Q4.
Okay. I don't think there's much more to cover in terms of Peru and Sombrero, but let's also talk about Committee Bay drilling. It is that season when you can get the drills on site. What updates can you give us here?
Sure. So we just finished drilling, and we're waiting in the Rankin is where we send all of our drill core before it gets shipped out on a commercial flight to Vancouver. It'll go to ALS Chemex here. So we've completed our drilling. We drilled a modest program, about 8 holes. I'd say that there's a portion of those holes that look awesome. They have a really good shot to be what we're looking for, probably 3 or 4 out of the 8 holes. The other ones are a bit of a lottery. You don't know what you're going to get. It's one of those parts of the world that until you get assays, you truly don't know. And last year we thought we drilled this massive discovery and we got a gold and we hit a hydrothermal system, but not enough gold was the challenge there. In this case, this year, we've tested some of our AI targets and we've gone back and we've offset, meaning we've moved further down the trend from where we were having the success last year. So no, we're very excited about it. I mean, it's a small program. A lot of people will ask, you know, how impactful would this be if you missed it? My father did the entire financing for it, so I only have one person on the financing side to deal with if we miss. But at the same time, if we did get it right and we did hit, you know, start to hit more of more grade and more widths than we did last year, then, you know, sky's the limit on what it could be up there, and it would be tremendously exciting.
Okay. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Happy to get those in front of Ivan and get your questions answered. Sounds like there should be quite a bit of news coming out until the end of the year and then even into next year. Some drilling still to come in Peru. In the meantime, though, Ivan, please keep us up to date. Everybody, I do appreciate you tuning in. Ivan, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.